In Utah, parents can decide if their children will take the statewide assessment tests. Park City School District Technology and Assessment Director Drew Frank said Park City's secondary schools have high opt-out rates. Treasure Mountain Junior High School received a failing grade in 2017, Frank said, because so many students didn't sit for the tests. They made progress, increasing participation in 2018. He said the scores for last year showed improvement because the faculty and staff worked hard to encourage participation.
And unfortunately, at our three secondary schools, we've had a fairly high level of opt-outs over the last couple of years. Ecker and Treasure were at about 25%, and the high school last year was almost 50%. And when you look at that from any kind of statistical standpoint, that really makes those overall scores very difficult to consider representative. And we really believe that's what happened last year at Treasure Mountain. Is between that and I think the fact that some students realized if they didn't take the test seriously, it didn't matter to them, that's where we wound up. So the team at Treasure did a huge, great job last year of really trying to boost the importance of the test, important it is for the students to take it seriously.
Due to work done by the school PTO, administration, and teachers, they cut the opt-out rate in half to about 12%, and this helped with school performance improvement. As of this year, school grades will not be used with the end-of-year assessments. It changed last year due to a new science standard in grades 6 to 8. Frank said the State Board of Education contracted for 10 years with two new systems. Grades 3 through 8 will use the RISE test, which have similar questions as the SAGE. The 9th and 10th grade testing will be modeled on the ACT. Frank said having good, consistent data is important to make good instructional decisions.
We're beginning to get a feel for how it works. We have some elementary schools doing some initial benchmark testing right now, which gives us a chance to kind of get a feel for how the questions work. And it looks really good. The one I'm really excited about is the new 9-10 test. It's called Utah Spire Plus. And that is directly related to ACT. So eventually that will be predictive for students of their likely ACT scores. So we expect to see some of that prediction this year, but if nothing else, it is excellent practice because it's the same sort of timed environment. So I think for those 9th and 10th graders, it's a great free way to get through that ACT experience before they have to take it for real.
Frank said the tests are based on the Utah core standards, but because it's new, there is an adjustment period for students and teachers.
The tests are all based on the Utah core standards, which is what we're teaching. So we're not trying to teach directly to a test. We are doing some work, particularly in the elementary schools right now, with beginning to play with some of the practice tests and the smaller benchmarks to get the students used to the system. And some of this is also new for us as well. These are two new testing systems. No two systems work the same way. So we're learning right now all the ins and outs. And so it'll be a big lift this year just because it's new. And give us a year or so and we'll be settled in and be able to do it efficiently.
The tests are not offered in Spanish, and that impacts schools like McPolin, where there are so many English language learners.
I know that Principal Edmiston at McPolin, I mean, he and his staff are incredibly dedicated and really believe in the work that they're doing. They have a very diverse population, high levels of low-income students and English language learners, but they're really working to build a strong community. A point that he made to me once in a discussion was, when you look at our high school and all the good work they do there, particularly their ability to graduate students, have people ready for college and careers, that's not only a reflection of that high school staff, but also of the whole system. Because if our elementary schools weren't doing their jobs, it would show through the whole system.
Frank said the performance scores from McPolin are not where they would like, but points out it is a full dual language school and they focus on building community. The opt-out will still be exercised by parents going forward, but Frank hopes to enlighten parents to the importance of participation and of getting accurate assessments. District-wide test results can be found in a link to this story on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.